He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. And this year, our update for Wednesday, October 14th. BJ, Andy Reid talked to the media once again, as he does every week. But the big takeaway today was that the Chiefs would be moving forward using a running back by committee style.
Yeah, he's talked about this before. He's in a game plan, the different skill sets. He said that's part of being a good coach, being able to game plan the different skill sets of each of the running backs, put them in positions to be successful. We know that Charcandrick West, based on what Coach said, is closer to Jamal Charles as far as being a little bit smaller, a little bit shiftier, and Nile Davis is more of your north and south runner, a little bit bigger, 225 pounds, a little bit more physical. But while we know that and we want to take advantage of those skill sets, the Vikings also know what these guys can do. So it's that interesting chess match that coaches play that we'll see again on Sunday.
Yeah, a benefit for the Chiefs is that the Vikings now rank 26th against the run game, but of course you got to perform on the field, so we'll look forward to seeing that on Sunday. Now, from a passing game standpoint, Alex Smith also addressed the media.
Yeah, Alex was asked a lot of questions just about the struggles and about how things haven't necessarily gone the way that the Chiefs had wanted them yet, and what he needs to do to change and what the offense needs to do to change moving forward, particularly without running back Jamal Charles. And he said it's just a matter of going to work. And every Wednesday, Alex Smith and that offense, they do the same thing every Wednesday. They're game planning, they're looking at the opponent, they're studying the opponent and their scheme. And every week, the scheme changes. And while we've seen losses each of the last 4 weeks, every Wednesday, it may be similar, but they're game planning against different opponents. This week, they've got Mike Zimmer and the Vikings defense are allowing just 18 points per game. They've got their hands full. There's a lot of young talent that we've talked about from that Vikings defense. Guys like Harrison Smith, the safety, and Everson Griffin, the pass rusher, and Anthony Barr, their linebacker. All those guys are under 27 years old. They're making plays for the Vikings right now. Alex Smith and the entire offense, they know they've got their hands full with this Vikings defense on Sunday.
Another player we did hear from on Wednesday was Marcus Peters, and he discussed what happened at the end of last week's game.
Oh yeah, for sure. I did, you know, but we moved on to the next play, and we continued to play the game.
Is it hard to have a short memory on stuff like that?
Not at all. I mean, it happens, and you all you have to do is just move on. They make the call one way, and you take it for what it is.
Anything else you think about the growth you've had mm-hmm. the first 5 weeks of this season? How far do you feel like you've come?
I think I'm coming along very well, you know. But it, like I say, from day one, it helps when you have leaders on the team and on the defense, you know, to help the younger guys to get acclimated with being on a great team like we have, you know. And we just take it from day by day.
So you have it from Chiefs cornerback Marcus Peters.
Yeah, Peters, it wasn't the ending that anybody wanted in that game, but one thing that we've seen from him over the last few games is that he makes plays, and we're going to continue to see that from him. The other thing I really liked about that game on Sunday was that the short memory, and you say they have to have that as a defensive back, particularly a young defensive back in the NFL who's going to get challenged. We saw that in the coverage, giving up that touchdown late in the game, but on the two-point conversion, came back and made a play. So that's the kind of response you want to see, the short memory we talk about. Peters has that, and he's going to continue to make plays for this defense. Hopefully in the future, those lead to some wins.
Peters will be working with the team. They'll practice on Thursday and Friday, and then head to Minnesota on Saturday. We'll have you covered all week at Chiefs.com. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Hour Update for Wednesday, October 14th.
65 toss power trap.